and, you know, choosing what tongue is good for my baby. Wow, this is good. House of bread. Of course, this is the town that David was born. And that's why poor Mary and Joseph had to go that place for the census. They live in Galilee, Nazareth. It's about over 100 miles, maybe 200 miles, I don't know. And maybe it takes at least 4 or 5 days. But she was pregnant. And so the trip was very dangerous. But they had to go to the town, because if they did not go to the town, they were not counted. So they will lose their rights, they will lose something, and they might be punished. So they had to go. But the problem was, the town was very small. Very small. Now, Bethlehem is a big town, big city. I went there. It's a very big city. It's not like Hiroshima or other big cities, but compared to now, the city, Bethlehem in Bible time, is very small. But the town, the people had to go there, the sons, all the line of David had to go to that town. So I don't know how many people went there. Thousands, 10,000, and more. So in that town, the town is small, so the problem was there are no place to stay. So when Joseph and Mary came to that town, and they're looking for the place to stay. The Bible said they could not find the room, so because there was no room, there was no room for them in the inn. But I think that there are not so many inns, not so hotels in the town. Maybe a couple of them. Because it's a small town, and close to Bethlehem, close to Jerusalem, and it's close to the big town. So they did not have enough the many inns or hotels in the town. So Joseph and Mary, when they came to that town, the town was packed, the filled with people. But Mary was pregnant, almost. She was also delivered the baby, right? I wish Naomi is still pregnant today, so I could show how pregnant woman is hard. But praise the Lord, the boys are ready. However. Do you want to travel with your wife? It's pregnant.
No, not at all.
Yeah. But after five days, a week, day's trip, they finally got Bethlehem and looking for the place, especially for a pregnant wife, and for a baby. But the innkeeper rejected them because the rooms are packed. But I think they had another reason to reject them. Because birth was unclean in the time. The people of Lord, when somebody gave a baby, gave birth to the baby, the whole house became unclean. That was the rule of in that time. So the innkeeper maybe, of course the rooms are packed, and they did not want to accept something in trouble. So they saw the woman was pregnant and they were so miserable, you know, long trip, they're tired. But oh, please no, please look for another place. And our room is packed. And Joseph and Mary looking for not only inns, I think maybe they knocked the houses too. They must have some relatives or some friends or some, you know, place they gotta know. But nobody accepted them. So finally, Bible said she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloth and placed him in a manger. Wow. When I went to Bethlehem 2000, you know the famous church in Bethlehem. I lost the name.
Church of the Nativity.
Yeah. And in that church, you can see the place where Jesus was born. Yeah, it was in the big building. And go down. And they said, this is the part of cave. This is a part of cave. And so somebody said, this was the place that Jesus was born. So they put the church on it. And you can see the same kind of caves all around Bethlehem. Many caves. And in those caves, they put the sheeps or other animals in for refugee. So that's why there were mangers in cave. And I saw one of the manger in Bethlehem was made of stone. It's not made of wood. Maybe you imagine manger is made of wood, right? No? Yeah. But probably the manger Jesus was put was stone. Yeah, hard. And no light, nor fire, just darkness. But they could not find the place. So Jesus was born in dark, cold, miserable cave. So, but Mary wrapped Jesus in cloth and placed him in the manger. There are nobody except Jesus in that time. The King of this world, the Creator of this world, came to this world, earth, but nobody except him. Because the room is packed, they're busy, because the verse is unclean. Many reasons, many excuses. They did not accept Jesus. When Jesus started his ministry, Jesus was the man who he was famous of having a festival. Means having a dinner with something. Jesus was always visiting the houses. If you read through Gospel of Luke, especially Luke says Jesus visited houses and houses and houses. And he became a guest, have a food, have a festival. And somebody said Jesus is the man of eat, man of drink. He always drinking, eating with somebody. And one time, Jesus became the guest of tax collector, Zacchaeus, you know. But Zacchaeus changed his life because Jesus became his guest. Right? I don't know why Jesus visiting the houses and became a guest. But maybe because he was rejected when he was born. He was still looking for some place to stay. Please open the door and let me in. But finally, the people in that time rejected Jesus. Right? He accepted Jesus as guest, but they did not accept Jesus as a savior. So they were all the same as the innkeeper. Because they didn't understand who Jesus was. Because they just used as Jesus as a miracle doer or healer. But when Jesus said, I'm not that kind of guy. I don't want to become a king. I don't want to be the leader of fighting against Rome. When Jesus said so, the people are leaving. And just Jesus, and finally Jesus alone. And they rejected Jesus, and he put him on cross and killed. Totally rejected him. But Jesus did not blame the people. Jesus blamed innkeepers. Jesus blamed the people who rejected him. But he said, Father, forgive him. They do not know what they are doing. And he resurrected from death on the third day, and he went to the Sea of Galilee, and he was waiting for the disciples on the shore of Galilee. What he was doing?
Cooking fish.
Yeah, cooking fish. Yeah. Be my guest. But that's the message of Jesus. Be my guest, boys. Right? And Peter is shocked. Wow, that's a Jesus. He jumped in. Jesus knew he was rejected. But he has to come to serve. Why? Because not to be a guest, but to invite us, his guest. He is always preparing food, spiritual food. And ask us to come. And you know, the Revelation 3:20, what Jesus said. Revelation 3:20. Here, let's read. Here I am. Not open yet? Revelation 3:20. Let's read.
Here I am. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with him and he with me.
Amen. Amen. Jesus is still looking for the place to stay. Right in front of your heart. What do you say? Jesus, I'm so busy now. This is Christmas season. I have to clean my house. I have to prepare for the Christmas party. I have to go to Toys R Us and buy the present for my boys. Oh, no, 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 later, later, next year. Visit me. Maybe your friend will call you. Please listen to my wife. Or visit your friend. Maybe somebody is waiting for, is looking for a room in your heart. Somebody is lonely, miserable. They don't have a place to stay. They need a place to be calm. They need a peace. That is Jesus. He's right in front of your heart and knocking. Here I am. Here I am. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice, who hears his voice? If anyone hears, you can hear his voice. Opens the door. Opens the door. I will come in and eat with him for a heart. Eat with you. He wants to have a party. He wants to have a good time with you. He wants to have a fellowship. And he's looking for to stay and have a good time. Good Christmas time. Amen. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, thank you so much. And we're so sorry that we did not accept you as our guest. Not only innkeepers, not only the people in the Bible time, but we rejected you. But now, Lord, we listen to the sound of knocking our door and listen to your voice, Lord. Lord, next time, we'll never reject you. We accept you, our guest. No, no, our owner. Because you're a creator. Lord, come into my heart. And give us your spiritual bread. Lord, this Christmas season, we'll have a special time with the people who need rest, who are lonely, who are looking for friends, Lord. So let us open our house, our hearts. Lord, thank you so much this time. And thank you that you are with us now. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
Awesome.